USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is addressing the American people at this hour on the recently passed debt ceiling bill. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's objective is to highlight the devastating impact a default on the nation's debt would have had on the economy.
He just wanted to make sure that the American people understood how important it was to get this done, how important it was to do this in a bipartisan way.
The president will sign the bill this weekend. Despite Congress passing a bill to suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years, America's credit rating remains at risk. Fitch Ratings, a credit ratings agency, has kept the nation's AAA rating on its negative watch list and intends to decide on a possible downgrade by September's end. The Department of Justice has notified former Vice President Mike Pence that no criminal charges will be pursued in their investigation of his handling of classified documents after leaving office. Earlier this year, Pence's lawyers informed the DOJ about the discovery of a small number of classified documents at his Indiana home. Florida Governor and GOP presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis is making campaign stops in South Carolina today. Speaking in Beaufort County, DeSantis promised to undo 4 years of Biden leadership.
We will reverse Biden's disastrous economic policies that are making it harder on American families. We're going to open up American energy production so that we can be energy independent.
DeSantis also said he would close the border to end the immigration crisis and he'd crack down on crime. Several people have been hurt after a building under construction in New Haven, Connecticut collapsed today. Mayor Justin Elliker says his office is keeping an eye on what's happening.
Obviously, it's a developing situation. When people left the scene, there were 7 people injured. 2 of them were in critical condition. We'll be monitoring the situation.
It's believed the collapse may have been caused by cement that was being poured during work on the building. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The Republican National Committee plans to establish tougher criteria for presidential candidates to participate in the party's initial debate. According to the Washington Post, candidates will need to secure 40,000 individual campaign donors and gain the backing of at least 1% of voters in multiple national polls. Additional regulations may include a commitment to endorse the party's eventual nominee. Famed racetrack Churchill Downs is suspending racing operations as officials continue to look into safety measures at the track. The past month has seen 12 horses die as a result of injuries sustained at the home of the Kentucky Derby, with no single factor identified as a potential cause and no common pattern. Volkswagen is planning to bring back its iconic VW bus to North America.
By the time we got to Woodstock.
The car maker announced on Friday that it will begin selling an electric version of the VW bus, dubbed the VW ID Buzz, and will do so beginning next year. Volkswagen has been creating buzz about the Buzz since 2017. A VW bus has not been sold in North America in 2 decades. VW says an extra-long version of the ID Buzz that seats up to 7 passengers will also be available. I'm Phil Hewlett.
Forecasters are monitoring the first named storm of the year in the Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center reporting that Tropical Storm Arlene has attained tropical storm force winds. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.